Is it Harkonnen or Harkonnen? Now, if you've heard any of my Journey to Arrakis specials on the Dune universe, that you know that Frank Herbert's son, Brian Herbert, said it was Harkonnen. Scott Brick, who I call the voice of Dune, who really performs the Dune audiobooks, addresses that pronunciation. And this is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and comics help us explore our humanity. And here is Scott Brick on Byte, talking about performing the audiobooks as opposed to reading them.
And if it's my job to do something that belongs to the fans as well as the family of the man who created all of this, I am always, always going to, you know, lean back on his pronunciation. And he wanted it to be Harkonnen because, especially if you look at the prequels that are written, you know, where they're harvesting, you know, whales and so, you know, he wanted to represent that culture, you know, in Iceland, Norway, you know, where there are fjords. Basically, he envisioned a future in which all of our countries would colonize planets. Right. So Imagine if you had an American colony world, a Russian colony world, an Arabic colony world, an Asian colony world. Imagine how they would pronounce their words and names. It would be based on what had happened back on Earth. Yeah. He did that because he wanted to show that these conflicts, that, you know, these cultural biases that we have, our antagonists, our allies, we take all of that conflict into space with us.
Yeah.
Even these many thousands of years later. And the word, the name Harkonnen, to me, represents that idea. That these were very simple fishing folk who wound up rising to a position of prominence. And based on they were geologically when they were on Earth, that's how their name would be pronounced. So, yeah, as far as Frank Herbert is concerned, and as far as I'm concerned, it's always going to be Harkonnen.
Harkonnen it is. There is more with Scott Brick on Byte, so stay tuned. When you get into the booth, how do you prepare to do this? Because, yes, it's reading, but it's really a performance, isn't it?
Yeah. People ask me all the time. I was asked multiple times this morning, doing these Dune interviews for the film, they said, so is reading and listening the same thing? Does it still count? And I always say, well, yes and no. Yes, it does count. But no, it's not the same as reading. Because in the old days, and that's not a bad thing, as long as it counts, that's the primary thing. And I think that's what people are asking more often than not when they bring up that subject. Fact of the matter is, in the old days, you had the author's words in print, and then you had the reader's brain, and the only thing standing between them, other than the publisher and the printer and the distributor, of course, were the human eyeballs that were taking in the words, that were then imagining it in your own specific, unique way. You know, yeah, I think Caladan looks like this. I think Deity Prime looks like this. I think Arrakis looks like this. Well, nowadays, starting really 100 years ago, around World War I, they started doing audiobooks. And at the time, it was primarily for the blind. But now, whether you're not able to see, whether you actually don't have functioning eyes anymore, or whether you have functioning eyes, but you don't have the time, and you need to fit in your reading to your exercise hour or to your, you know, to your commute. What there is now were the author's words, the listener's brain, but now it's the ears. But you had to add something to make that work, which was us. It was the narrator, which becomes the performance, or as I like to call it, I call it the construct. I learned that from Yuri Rozovsky years ago, a great audiobook producer. He said, the construct will always exist. Your job, my job, as a narrator, is to make sure that the construct does not obscure the words. Such that, you know, I want to make sure I am giving them the listener just enough to imagine more. I want to stimulate their imagination. The fans of old time radio wear t-shirts that say, "I flex my imagination muscle." And I think about the same thing with audiobooks. I want to give you just enough so that you're not focusing on me, you're focusing on the text, but just enough extra so that I can stimulate you to imagine more. Does that make sense?
In total sense. There's more Sci-Fi Talk Bite, so stay tuned. Here is Scott Britt performing.
Jessica had been raised here from infancy, parentless, and the sisterhood had raised her, indoctrinated her, and enfolded her life from birth until her inevitable death. The Bene Gesserit owned her. Using some of the very methods taught to her at the mother school, Jessica concentrated on a breathing exercise that brought clarity and calm. She felt her muscles relax. She had to be at her best and sharpest to face whatever came next. As she centered herself, the turbulence around the shuttle smoothed and the remaining clouds parted over the landing zone on the perimeter of the complex. Still wearing garments from Caladan, Jessica felt out of place, but soon they would make her change into the school's traditional dark garb to remind her that she was still one of them. Always one of them. Wallach 9, with its weak sun and chill climate, had long been a place where young women of the Order either rose to the challenges or failed. Jessica felt an odd nostalgia for the ancient training center, torn by her loyalties to the Sisterhood and her family. She had spent so many years here, soft clay for them to shape as they chose, finally assigning her as the bound concubine of a young duke with great potential. And now, she was back. She felt a deep sense of foreboding.
Look for all the audiobooks in the Dune universe. They're well done and well produced. How about customizing podcast playlists? Isn't that something you've always wanted to have? Instead of like trying to thumb through all these different episodes on different podcasts, how about if they were all in the playlist? Wouldn't that make a lot of sense? Well, that's kind of what you get at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. It's done by category. But hey, why limit yourself there? Why don't you do it yourself? Create your own playlist of the episodes I have. There's over 1,000 of them. And that's not all. There's also exclusive videos and special series like the Mix 100 that's selected by listener downloads. All this and more at Sci-Fi Talk Plus. I'm offering a special offer for free lifetime access, but only available until May 1st. Click on the link in the show notes. No anonymous signups are allowed. And speaking of links, to hear the entire Scott Brick interview, click on the link in the show notes as well. Thanks for listening for Byte. This is Tony Tolotto.